Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Survey of Economic Conditions, Sam, that you produce every month, the Tatum Survey. I like the green arrows. The overall business conditions for the past 30 days and the next 60s, everything's up. Green arrows up. I like that.
Yes, it's particularly, it turns out in our survey, our respondents indicate the next 60 days to be significantly stronger in an upward bias than what we've seen in the past 30 days. The past 30 days was up to some degree, but the next 60, they're far more ebullient, you might say, than they've been. And in fact, in our overall index, which summarizes our key indicators, our overall index has reached a point that is the highest since May of 2007. That doesn't mean that conditions are the same as May of 2007,
right.
But it means that there's never been since that time this degree of acceleration in the outlook, change in the outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So
That's pretty significant. What does it mean?
We're quite optimistic now about the next near term.
Well, but back orders. But how does that reconcile with the fact that back orders, both arrows are pointing down in red?
Exactly. The back orders are the only significant negative. Employment's negative in the outlook, but we'll get to that in a minute. The back orders. These are orders that have come in that have not yet been shipped. That number is down, and it's inconsistent with the rest of the overall indicators. And the reason for that could be two. Number one, we're catching our shipping and delivery of products and services faster. That will reduce the backlog. And the other thing is the seasonal factors. But it is so out of line with the other indicators, we're calling it a seasonal blip. And if it keeps up, we'll pay attention to it. But for 1 month, we're just saying, well, that has to be seasonal because it's so out of line.
Well, it must not be a big concern because of the overall attitude. What about capital expenditures? And both of those are looking good.
Yeah, they're looking very good. Capital expenditure commitments. And we're saying, well, why would capital expenditure commitments be so strong that both stronger in the outlook than in the past month, but still up slightly in the past month? And the answer to that is that financing conditions are improving, and we'll also see in our indicators that capital availability and pricing, which means in this case, since pricing hasn't changed, the capital availability is improving a lot. So there's over an extended period of this recovery, we're gaining confidence, mm-hmm. We're willing to make commitments, and the financing is finally loosening up and becoming more available than it has been in the past couple of years.
So your people are definitely seeing more access to capital, including credit, available to them. That's good news. So do you think that the capital expenditure arrow is pointing up? Do you think that's a combination of availability of capital to buy the goods, a better attitude about the prospects for making that investment, and how much of that would also be maybe a difference in attitude about the political environment? Maybe those three things. What do you think?
It may be. We don't know how to measure the attitude about the political environment. We know it's better than it has been, and that is one thing that instills confidence. But I think my own judgment is that it is more a factor of the recovery having now been going on for quite some time. It's just the passage of time. We're growing more confident. And there's another factor, Jim, and it is this. We have, as a nation of business people, been deferring projects.
Yep.
And there's a buildup, a backlog, you might say, of projects that have been deferred that finally we now have to get to them, and we're putting money into becoming more efficient.
And Sam, there are two kind of projects. One is opportunity projects, and the other are maintenance projects.
Yes, there's maintenance and opportunity, but the opportunity is not necessarily for expansion. The opportunity could be for improving our productivity, extending our improvements in productivity. So bad news for the employment picture, but good news for a reduction of costs.
Well, it seems that, American businesses have figured out a way to keep their businesses going, take advantage of the opportunities that are there with what the resources we have, without making any major new employment commitments. What do you think?
It's like our individual families. Most families now are finding that a lot of the stuff they thought they needed to have 3 or 4 years ago, they're finding they can do without. And everybody's slimming down as individuals, or most people are, and businesses are doing the same and finding they can get along without it, at least for a period of time.
Right. I think you're right about that. And so, folks, the overall business conditions are up. Order backlogs are off a little bit in Sam's survey, but, you know, it is the first quarter. Sometimes that happens.
Yep.
Capital expenditures, they're in the mood to spend money on capital items and maintenance and opportunity. Employment, still very, very watchful on that. No major commitments there. But capital availability, and this is good news, because as the economy recovers, Sam, businesses are going to want to take advantage of that recovery, and it's good to know that they have access to the capital. So the folks overall, Sam's brought us a really good, very hopeful report for the rest of 2011. We're going to take a quick break. I've got something else I want to talk to Sam about. I want to ask Sam what he thinks about the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Ronald Reagan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.